Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 194 years ago, today in 1862, President Abraham Lincoln issued the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation, a bold moral declaration that transformed the purpose of the conflict into a quest for human liberation and marked a luminous milestone in the march toward equality and justice. This inspiring act in the city of Washington, D.C., celebrated the triumph of conscience over oppression and stands as a testament to the enduring power of human resolve and the promise of freedom for all. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 53 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:38, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:32. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a high near 74 and a light breeze from the south. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 59 and a gentle breeze continuing from the south. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be just before 6, with a high tide just before 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 83 and a light southwest breeze around 8 miles per hour, with a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms between 3 and 5 p.m. and increasing rain and storms into the evening. Wednesday is mostly cloudy with a high near 70 and a chance of showers continuing into the night, with northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then Thursday and Friday stay unsettled with chances of rain and daytime highs falling into the upper 60s to low 70s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Teamsters Local 25 and Republic Services have reached a new agreement ending a strike that began on July 1st and disrupted garbage and recycling pickup in several Massachusetts communities. Republic Services confirmed the 5-year collective bargaining agreement in an email, thanking the community for their patience during the service interruption and apologizing for the inconvenience. Kurt Lavery, Market Vice President for Republic Services, expressed eagerness for employees to return to work on Monday and restore normal operations. Tom Mary, president of Teamsters Local 25, praised the workers for their unwavering commitment during the 82-day strike, stating the contract is extremely strong. Governor Maura Healey called the deal a win for workers and communities, glad that Republic and Teamsters Local 25 reached an agreement. The city of Meldon announced the deal on Facebook, noting that normal service will return soon, but delays are expected next week. The strike affected 14 Massachusetts communities, with trash and recycling piling up during the standoff. Now on to sports. Week 5 of the Associated Press Top 25 poll has seen Miami and Carson Beck make a significant leap following their win over rival Florida. This past weekend featured an exciting array of college football, highlighted by the Indiana Hoosiers' impressive 63-10 victory over Illinois and Miami's 26-7 win. Meanwhile, the University of North Carolina faced another tough loss with Arch Manning showcasing his skills against a Sam Houston State linebacker. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs beat the Giants at the Meadowlands 22-9. Mahomes was 22 for 37, with 224 yards, one touchdown, and no interceptions. Russell Wilson was 18 for 32, with 160 yards, zero touchdowns, and two interceptions. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, we have the Lions at Ravens, starting at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN and ABC. The Ravens are favored by 4.5, with the over-under at 53.5. In local sports, last night at George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa Bay, the Red Sox lost to the Rays 7-3. Burley took the loss, pitching 4 innings with 7 hits and 3 earned runs. The Rays got on the board early with a 2-run double in the first, while the Sox struggled to capitalize, leaving 10 runners on base. The Red Sox had 10 hits and committed 1 error. The Sox record now stands at 85-71. Tomorrow night, the Red Sox face the Blue Jays in Toronto at Rogers Center for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Lucas Giolito, with 10 wins and 4 losses and a 3.46 earned run average, takes the mound against Kevin Gausman, who is 10-10 with a 3.38. First pitch is at 7:07. And yesterday afternoon, the Pats lost to the Steelers in Foxborough 21-14 in embarrassing fashion with 5 turnovers. Drake May was 28 for 37 with 268 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception in the end zone. Rodgers was 16 for 23 with 139 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Next Sunday afternoon, the now 1-2 Pats remain at home to take on the 2-1 Panthers. Kickoff is at 1 on CBS. In top news, the story of Ozempic's rise is rooted in a remarkable history of venomous science. David Mendoza, diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 1994, struggled with obesity, weighing over 300 pounds. In 2006, he discovered Byetta, an injectable medication that helped manage his diabetes and appetite, resulting in significant weight loss. This paved the way for medications like Ozempic, which are derived from GLP-1, a gut hormone that promotes insulin release and enhances feelings of fullness. As research on these medications progresses, a new oral treatment is also on the horizon. The Gila Monster's venom surprisingly opened doors to revolutionary diabetes treatments. In business news, the benchmark 10-year Treasury yield rose after the Federal Reserve cut rates. United States stocks ended the week at fresh record highs on Friday, but the sustainability of the rally now likely hinges on the 10-year Treasury yield, according to Ron Albahari, Chief Investment Officer at Laird Norton Weatherby. The S&P 500, Dow Jones Industrial Average, and NASDAQ indexes all closed at new highs. Albahari believes the bull market needs tame 10-year Treasury yields and the bond vigilance to stay at bay. He expressed concerns about potential Fed interference by the Trump administration. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% over the weekend to about $115,000. Ethereum is down 6% to just over $4,300. And XRP is down 5% to $2.91. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Jury selection will begin on Monday to determine if Amazon illegally tricked customers into paying for Prime benefits. In the first of two major lawsuits from the Federal Trade Commission, this case alleges that Amazon misled consumers about the sign-up and cancellation process, violating Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act and the Restore Online Shoppers Confidence Act. The Federal Trade Commission claims Amazon used dark patterns to enroll customers without their clear consent and made cancellation difficult. Amazon has denied these allegations, stating that customers enjoy Prime and the sign-up and cancellation processes are clear. The government recently won a ruling against Amazon regarding billing information. And in entertainment news, one battle after another is a thrilling action movie that runs nearly 3 hours, delivering breathless, barnstorming mayhem. Directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, the film features a career high performance from Leonardo DiCaprio, who plays Bob Ferguson. With a budget of $175 million, this ambitious project adapts the Thomas Pynchon novel, Vineland. Set in an alternative reality, the film critiques political issues while exploring complex family dynamics. While Sean Penn's portrayal of the psychotic colonel is amusing, it risks becoming cartoonish. Overall, this film is likely a strong contender for Best Picture. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader and activist, Frederick Douglass. And he said, "If there is no struggle, there is no progress." This sentiment underscores the enduring fight for justice and equality, as exemplified by the Emancipation Proclamation, and reminds us that meaningful change often requires perseverance and resilience. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.